96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
You got a
Those are just some of the lyrics from LaPorsha Renee's new single, Good Woman. And we're talking about just that at our Single Ladies Roundtable. My guests are Karen Alston. She's an entrepreneur, founder of the women's group, The Spectrum Circle. She's in her mid-40s. She's single with no children. We also have Diana Ramsey. She's an author and speaker. She's in her mid-30s. Single with no children. And Vanessa Mims, real estate agent. She's in her late 30s. Happy birthday, Vanessa. Divorced, mother of three. Lines are open tonight. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or at HFisherWHUR. Hey, ladies, what's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Okay, we're going to have to get that energy up. That's not going to take
Hey, Harold, how are you doing?
Yeah, see, there you go. Much, much better. Okay, so here's the deal. You've heard the lyrics of that song. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to start out. Everybody here a good woman?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, yeah, yes, all
amazing.
In unison.
Everything.
All right, Vanessa, how do you define a good woman?
A good woman is a young woman that has respect for herself. She takes care of her business. She has values, has morals, and has standards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Diana?
You know, personally, of course, it's going to be something different for everyone, but really, she is who she says she is.
Mm.
And she defines herself by how she moves, how she looks, how she interacts with individuals. I mean, she is changing and evolving, and sometimes it's bad, right? I think sometimes we always try to pursue this idea of perfection. I am imperfection. Perfection, and I'm amazing, and I'm a good woman.
Okay. All right. I hear you. All right. Karen?
I love what Diana said because I'm a big advocate for being authentic to who you are. Mm-hmm. So I'm so proud of what I've been through and the clarity I have. So I think a good woman is a woman who knows who she is, knows how to treat a good man, and knows how 1 + 1 = 4.
One plus one, how is that?
Because two good people working together mm-hmm. can defy every rule that has been created.
You've been practicing.
Oh, she's breaking
you?
Down. It's basically yeah,
she's been practicing. Okay, so
like
okay, so you heard the song, and in the song, LaPorsha Renee says that you need to recognize a good woman. Who is she talking to? Why do you? Who do you think needs to recognize that you're a good woman?
The good woman. I mean, I'm sorry. I think the song is lovely. I think the song is really, really great. And I hear myself in the song. But
Who needs to know that you're a good woman? Who needs to recognize that?
You.
Me.
You yourself, not men. I think you yourself, the woman, needs to recognize your value, your worth, what you come to the table with. And after you recognize that, there's really, truly no one else who needs to hear that. You walk with value. You talk with value. And to be quite honest, I understand the whole song and you would think it's going to a man, but it really,
well, it is.
It to me, it's going to a woman.
Okay.
I mean, recognize your value, know your worth, and then just walk in that truth. And at the end of the day, you're going to see men that don't fit the muster, don't fit the bill. And guess what? They don't know your value. Next.
But if we are, since we are sitting at a table of single ladies,
right,
and we're talking about mates, Vanessa, do you think that men do not recognize good women? Do you think that they are not realizing that there are, you know, plenty of good women, particularly in a city like D.C.?
I do. I believe that it's partly women's fault, because a lot of women make it very easy for men to get away with the things that they do. So the onus is on women a little bit from the song.
What do you mean?
I mean that a lot of women are accepting less than what they should accept from the men out here. And they make it hard for the good women out here that have these standards that we want to uphold, where we get accosted with these men that try to pass off anything to us, and I'm just not having it.
Is that true, Karen?
Yes, 100%. First of all, in the song, I think she was speaking to a man. That's what I thought that she was speaking to. But this is an area full of good women, full of amazing, talented, exceptional women who know who they are and know their value. And I think a part of the problem is that for women, and especially women of color, we are taught that it's so hard to find a good man. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we compromise and hold on to any piece of a man that we can get just to keep one. Mm-hmm. So therefore, by devaluing ourselves, we harm other women.
Yes.
And therefore, the men have learned, their learned behavior is, I don't have to step up. I don't have to do all the things that are required, because I got all these chicks in my Facebook inbox saying they're willing to do anything for me just because.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're sitting at the Single Ladies Roundtable talking about what it's like to be a single woman in 2016. Let me go to the phone lines. Anthony. Anthony, calling from Northeast. What's on your mind?
Mr. Fisher, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Ladies, how you doing?
Hey, hey, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
I'm doing all right. I'm a 53-year-old black man who's single, but I've been through, you know, I know the women, especially black women, have gone through a lot, but sometimes I go back to the old children's song, you know, the game they say, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. but you know, I've been through the Terry McMillan's, all that, all men are no good. But I think a lot of ladies, you're more like Amazons. You want to be ahead, but there's a sacrifice. Do you say, okay, I can do it by myself, I don't need a mate? And you get to that strong woman is like more to track somebody, that you're more repelling, because some women have been hurt by men and they don't want to be bothered if even a nice guy, even the so-called nice guy, gets punished, because the first time you got hurt, then you're thinking, well, he's just every other man. And is that the kind of thing that some women are saying, look, I don't need a man, I can do by myself?
So you're talking about the whole independent woman syndrome. Is that right, Anthony?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me see what they have to say. Ladies, jump right in.
Yeah, Anthony, you didn't see our faces. All of our eyes went up. Okay, I'm just going to keep it clean and tell you the truth, okay?
Yeah, please keep it keen. I want to keep my job.
Right. And I want to keep mine. I want to come back, okay? You know, this is the thing about the independent woman, and I think that she gets a bad rap. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a woman being able to take care of herself. And why is that a problem? I think that it just becomes a security issue, either an insecurity issue or a security issue, whether anyone can handle that, a woman not really needing you but wanting you. And I do want to remind people that wants are actually heavier than needs. Anyone can feel your need. Anyone can pay a bill. Anyone can get the groceries. But everyone can't feel that need. And I think that, you know, when it comes to men feeling that need versus that want, I think that's really where we all rest in. Independent women, I've been one all my life.
But here's the thing. Okay. And that's nice.
Well, thank you, Harry.
You know, that's nice. Here's my problem with the whole independent woman thing. Most men, and I think most people would agree, but I know a lot of brothers would agree with this. You don't have to tell a man that you're independent.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
So why is everybody telling the men that they're independent?
We're not.
Did the woman say she was independent? Did she wake up and start singing I-E-N-D-E-P? Like, what? Mm-hmm. You know, and if she does, okay. But what happens if she's not? I don't run around saying I'm independent and I don't need you and I don't need a man and I'm not doing that.
So you're that one.
No, I'm not.
But I will say that a lot of men do find that when they run across that independent woman, mm-hmm. they think that they have nothing else to bring mm-hmm. to her.
Exactly.
So he disqualifies himself.
So how do you communicate to him that your independence is not a prerequisite for connecting with him?
And this is an area that I have a challenge with, because men, you know, when you're successful, there's that fear sometimes mm-hmm. that you're unattainable because right. you're successful. Right. So, you know, for one of the, and I don't want to diminish myself in any way, shape, or form, but one of the things is I come from strong patriarchs. I come from strong men who ran households and ran families, and I want a man to be a man, right. and I'm attracted to that.
But what does that mean? And even before you answer that, I want to go back to what I asked Vanessa. If being an independent woman is not a prerequisite for connecting with a man, how do you let him know?
My interest lets you know.
Mm-hmm. Spend that, time with him.
Yeah. I'm investing my time and energy into you. Mm-hmm. So me being independent and being able to take care of myself has nothing to do with you. Enjoy what we're doing.
Right.
Don't focus on that.
Right.
But they tend to focus on, oh, she does this, this, and that. She doesn't need me. And, you know, they kind of
continuously needing to be validated.
Exactly.
Hmm. And go ahead. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're sitting at the, I was about to say, independent woman's roundtable.
You know what? See, you're going to start something.
At the single lady.
We're going to change this whole show.
I've just changed
turn
the whole thing
up.
Around. Let's go to Renee calling from Northern Virginia. Renee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yes, I was calling. I just wanted to comment. I'm a 50-something year old female in the DMV, divorced. And I've been trying to date and, you know, do the whole social dating thing. But I find that men, although they'll say they're looking for a good woman, mm-hmm. they come with a lot of emotional baggage themselves. And then they create all of these prerequisites, I would say. Oh, they want a woman who doesn't do this or who does that. But mm-hmm. then you could be just, you know, great with yourself and everything. But I think that they hide behind a lot of their own insecurities and try and create this idea of what they're looking for in a woman, and then when they're not even comfortable enough to just be themselves.
Oh, you're
so it's not always on the woman. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times the men are not comfortable with who they are.
Mm, interesting. Renee, thank you so much. What do you think about that, Karen?
I think that healed people heal people. Number one, a lot of us have expectations that, you know, based on society, marketing, and I'm a marketer, based on society was marketed, and sometimes their expectations aren't realistic of what they're looking for. And it takes time for all of us to grow, to figure out what is a realistic for a relationship. And then the other thing, too, is for a lot of us as a people, we don't deal with whatever the hurts are.
Right.
It's so important to heal from past and previous relationships. And sometimes people don't heal. They just jump into the next relationship and they haven't dealt with whatever issues or whatever happened in the previous relationship.
That's a really good point. And when we come back after this break, I want to ask all of you, since you all are such good, wonderful, great, independent women, why are you still single? That's the next question. But I got to take a break. Please stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, that includes Diane in Maryland, Stephanie in Maryland, April calling from Waldorf, and Cynthia, who just got on the line. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we're going to talk to you next. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of our single ladies roundtable in just a bit. You know what you're doing.